This is VOA News, The Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. India's third nationwide study of prevailing coronavirus infections found that 21.4% of adults had already been infected before vaccination started in January. Nearly one-third of the people living in India's urban slums were found to have antibodies for the virus. The study estimated that in other urban areas, 26.2% of residents had been infected. The survey also estimated that over one quarter of all children between the age of 10 and 17 and more than 25% of all health workers in India had been infected. The results of the study were announced by India's health ministry at a press briefing on Thursday. India has recorded the second highest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases after the U.S. The country has seen over 10.7 million cases and reported more than 150,000 deaths. Britain's health chief has hailed a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's contentious strategy of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with a first dose. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries, but Health Secretary Matt Hancock is saying that the study backs the strategy that we've taken, and it shows the world that the Oxford vaccine works effectively. Hancock's comments came after Oxford University released a study showing the vaccine cut transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevented severe disease. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canada became the first country Wednesday to formally designate the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. The nation's public safety ministry said in a statement that the group was a, quote, neo-fascist organization that played a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. The ministry said Canadian officials were already considering the move and that the January 6th insurrection contributed to that decision. The designation could allow Canadian police to handle crimes committed by the group as terrorist activity, as well as empower authorities to seize financial assets. The Proud Boys members have been under increasing scrutiny in the United States after embracing the former Trump administration's nationalist policies and being a major agitator during previous protests and last month's riot that left 5 people dead. The Russian government is dismissing Western criticism of its sentencing of opposition politician Alexei Navalny, as well as the arrest of hundreds of protesters and massive rallies that followed Navalny's detention. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters in Moscow that the Western demands were arrogant and improper and maintained the Kremlin would not be influenced by Western hysterics. Tuesday, a Russian court sentenced Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Western countries have demanded that Moscow release Navalny, but Russia has told them not to meddle in its sovereign affairs. Malawi faces a resurgence of COVID-19 that is overwhelming the southern African country, where a presidential residence and a national stadium have been turned into field hospitals in efforts to save lives. President Lazarus Chakwera, just 6 months in office, lost 2 cabinet ministers to COVID-19 in January amid a surge that led him to declare a state of national disaster in all of Malawi's 28 districts. A more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first reported in South Africa, has since been confirmed in Malawi. So far, Malawi has confirmed more than 24,000 coronavirus cases and 726 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University COVID Resource Center. And the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on the decline in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident it will vaccinate 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.